State Assemblyman Sean Ryan has made the financially challenged Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority kind of a pet project of his in his first months in office. The Buffalo Democrat bristled when he heard the NFTA was considering massive metro bus and rail cuts to close a multi-million dollar budget gap. He was subsequently glad to hear the authority was ready to abandon that idea in favor of a 25-cent increase in the basic fare, writers saying they found that more palatable than trimming roots.
The NFTA is just coming out of a financial crisis. But I want to make sure we keep our eye on the NFTA to make sure that the roots of those crises that caused those crises are pulled out.
Ryan told WBFO he thinks it's time to abandon Band-Aid solutions to NFTA funding woes and instead look for creative ways to, if not eliminate the red ink, at least reduce it substantially. Assemblyman Ryan has a couple of ideas.
The Erie County and the Niagara County IDA, they regularly waive mortgage recording tax as part of their financial inducements, but those mortgage recording tax revenues are supposed to go to fund the NFTA. So each year, the Erie County and Niagara County IDAs combine, they waive over $1.4 million worth of mortgage recording revenues that are supposed to be going to the NFTA.
Ryan said he'd also like to see Niagara County contribute additional funds to the NFTA in exchange, he said, for Niagara County getting a seat on the NFTA Board of Commissioners. I'm Mark Leitner, WBFO and AM 970 News.